Hey everyone, I'm Emmanuel.
I'm Carly.
And I'm Jamidra.
And we're the hosts of
The Cooler,
your weekly dose of pop culture commentary. So now that we've reached the milestone of our 100th episode and we're past that, I thought it would be interesting to look back on our very first episode.
Oh, yeah.
It could be painful. Maybe we have grown. I don't know. We'll find out. So without further ado, take it away, Hilary Duff.
Let's go back to the beginning.
So let's listen to the intro and just hear how kind of like nervous and like we're new to the studio. Are we doing it right? You could hear it and you can feel it. Hey, everyone. I'm Emmanuel Hapsis, editor of KQED Pop and one of the hosts of The Cooler, KQED's new podcast that tackles pop culture in a smart way. And I'm here with two of my favorite people in the world, Carly Severn.
Hi.
And Jamidra Brown-Fleischman.
Hello.
So after months of secretly working on this podcast, we're finally here. And my feelings can best be described by this 90s jam. Exactly.
Ow. Go.
Yes.
My pants were full of pee, clearly.
Well, we were trying, which, was great. And also, I love that a minute in, we all burst into song singing, finally.
I mean, there was no other way to start. More singing. We need more singing. We need more singing.
But do we?
Well, how about 10 minutes in when back then Carly wasn't too cool to sing with me and Jamidra? Mm. She actually helped this time. We were harmonizing with Stevie Nicks's Edge of 17. I was at a drag show.
Mm-hmm.
It was Stevie Nicks themed.
Obviously.
And the song that goes, just like a wild winged dove.
It's a song just like she's singing.
Ooh, baby. Ooh.
Ooh.
All right. If this podcast thing doesn't work out, we're going on the road. We sound good.
Yeah.
I remember that we were talking about releasing an album at that point.
Yeah. I also really enjoy that it only took 4 minutes for a Clueless reference.
Obviously.
Not only that, but also a clip from the movie. Because duh.
So on brand.
And then speaking of duh, it took 7 minutes for me to play a clip of Full House characters saying duh over and over.
Well, I will say that for the original podcast listeners, this was just a sign of things to come.
Yes, it was a little seed.
Yes.
And we have grown
so
much.
What a different time this was. This was back in 2015, am I right?
Yeah, September 2015.
Oh, wow. Much simpler time.
And there was a few parts of this episode, listening back to it, that I remembered the pressure we felt to be like super bunned up and sound intellectual because the NPR fans might come after us. And I'm really thankful that we've been given the opportunity to just be more of ourselves these days and say whatever we want without feeling like we might get in trouble for saying something risque or out of line.
I would liken it to, I've never had a pair of these, but people talk a lot about the holiday pants that some people wear.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
You come in and they're really tight.
Yeah.
And then as the evening progresses and you eat
stretch
more.
Stretch it out.
You stretch it out.
Mm. Yeah. So we're comfortable.
We're the holiday pants.
It is quite endearing, though, like how you can like audibly hear us trying to ride that line. Be engaging, be funny, but also be clever.
Be smart.
Be smart, be intellectual, smart take on pop culture.
Because everyone thinks pop culture is dumb. And we end the episode with a riddle I asked you guys.
Oh.
If the listeners are new to the show and haven't heard it, I'm going to play it now so that you can play along, and then we'll talk about it. Okay, I have a riddle for you guys.
All right, listening.
Can I just set this up by saying that Emmanuel has been crowing about this riddle for the past 2 weeks about how he's going to cap off the podcast with a riddle.
Oh, you did tell us. He did. You've been setting this up for a while. Okay, now I'm curious. Listen.
Yeah. Here it goes. I'm going to set the scene. A father and his son are driving down this country road.
Mm-hmm.
They're spending time together. And a Mack truck comes out of nowhere, hits their car.
Ah! This is a mean riddle.
This isn't a riddle.
Yeah, this is just me bumming you out.
Yeah,
that's the end of it.
Sad news story.
So the father dies instantly.
Emmanuel!
I'm going somewhere with this.
I'm like...
He's dead. Hanging on by a thread here.
He's dead. I'm sorry. Pour one out. Oh, my God. The child lives and is transported to a hospital.
Oh, thank God.
They get the doctor and they're like, this boy needs help right now. You need to do surgery on him right now. And then the doctor looks at the boy and says, I can't perform surgery on this child. That's my son. How is that?
Oh, you know what? Because this is like one of those Maury Povich moments where the father was not the father. It was like, you are not the father. The guy who died is not the father. Is that what it is?
Lie detector test just came through.
That's Jameter's guess. Do you have a guess?
I can't perform surgery on him. He's my son. Oh. No. Oh, hang on. Come on. This must be easy. It's because he's not looking at the boy when he says that. He's looking at the mangled body of the way of
this is lost, not a pleasant of, riddle. You're talking about mangled bodies and car crashes.
No.
All right, I'll tell you.
Okay.
The doctor is his mom. Y'all are sexist. Y'all are sexist. That's how deep this goes.
Oh.
All the way to the top.
Right?
We're all feminists here, and yet... Here we are.
I feel like I need a drink after that depressing riddle. But okay, I will remember it. You know why? Because I was reading 10 new tricks to improve your memory. And one of the tricks is to picture car accidents. Looking at emotional photos after taking in information leads to greater recall. So I will never forget this riddle because you scarred me with that car crash.
I'm glad this could be an educational moment. But aren't you just like appalled with yourself?
Yeah, I'm shocked.
I am appalled that I am clearly, I didn't even think about the mother being the doctor. Don't you love how I immediately went to Maury Povich? That's where my mind is. Like paternity drama.
Instead of the completely rational idea that the mom would be the doctor, my friend was like trying to spin it. She was like, don't tell me. I got this. So the dad's spirit came out, inhabited the child to see him one last time. And it's like, okay, now we're going to like phantasms and like ghosts and stuff. It's his mom.
So much more plausible than the doctor being a human woman.
Who's ever heard of such a thing?
Oh, no such thing. It's appalling.
Women can only be nurses.
Yeah, duh.
Everyone knows that.
If someone tunes in like at the wrong second, they're going to think this podcast is something that it is not.
See, look how sexist we were.
Right?
I know. Just... That's an enduring source of shame to me.
And today you are literally wearing a shirt that says feminist.
Boom! See?
The power of that
progress.
Riddle. Wow.
She knew it was going to come up.
Changed me.
The cooler changes lives. Now we know this. Episode one was a...
Good enough.
But now we're firing on all cylinders and every step is part of the journey.
Exactly.
If I could just do a little emergency break, U-turn into sincerity here. One of the facts that we've got better is the dear listeners.
Yeah, thank you guys.
They've told us what they like, what they didn't like so much. They've challenged us on, you know, Twitter and it's been great.
And they listened to episode one and they were like, I see potential. Yes. Let's keep going.
You stuck with us.
You saw a project and then you took us to the hairdressers. You got our teeth fixed and bought us some new clothes.
And look at us now.
We're like new.
Oh, thanks for everything. We'll catch you next week. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.